The score is not official until Dan reports it. Listen to Dan Palmer's Local Sports Recap weekday mornings on your local news authority. Classic Hits 1410 AM and 94.9 FM. WDOE.
Well, it was no surprise as the Buffalo Bills did make it official yesterday, naming Doug Whaley as their new general manager. Whaley, with 18 and one half years experience in the National Football League, will hope to guide the Bills after no playoffs for this franchise since way back in 1999. The 40-year-old Whaley was former GM Buddy Nix's top aide for the past 3.5 years and the GM in waiting. A 12-year career pro scouting with the Steelers. Then, before that, he was also 3 years of scouting with the Seahawks, a former Pittsburgh native and a Pittsburgh Panther captain, linebacker, and safety when he was as a player. Whaley hired two of his own people now, Jim Monos, the director of player personnel, and Kelvin Fisher, director of college scouting. Monos is 8 years with the Saints, most recently as the scouting and scouting with the Eagles 3 years before that. Fisher, in the last 13 years, has been a college scout with the Pittsburgh organization. NHL last night, game one of the Eastern second round was Boston overtiming the New York Rangers 3-2. Western second round, game two here, Los Angeles a 4-3 win over San Jose. They take a 2-0 lead. Carmelo Anthony stepped up with 28 points as the Knicks scored a win 85-75 over Indiana in the Eastern near elimination for the Knicks. They stave off elimination and live to play one more game. At least game six will be Saturday in Indianapolis, and the series is still 3-2. Pacers lead. Spurs eliminate Golden State 94-82. They win that series 4-2, and they face the Grizzlies in the Western Finals. Justin Verlander versus Hugh Darvish in what was supposed to be a pitcher's battle, not so. It was a Texas winning a 10-4. Verlander lasted only two innings plus, gave up 8 earned runs. Darvish did much better, went all the way for 8 innings and gave up 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and getting his 7th win. He is 7-1. Elsewhere, Cincinnati over Miami for their 6th win in a row, 5-3. White Sox winning 5-4 over the Angels. Mets winning over St. Louis, 5-2. Pittsburgh 7-1 over Milwaukee. San Francisco 8-6 over Colorado. Nationals 6-2 over San Diego. Seattle beat the Yankees 3-2. Boston wins 4-3 over Tampa Bay. The Bisons won their game, winning 6-4 over Indianapolis. The Bisons will be back home on Saturday. They have one more game in Indianapolis tonight. Softball pairings are out for Section 6, and the B1 Dunkirk Lady Marauders will have to play an extra game. They are a 7 seed. They host number 10, Medina, tomorrow. That game, a pre-quarterfinal game at 11 o'clock in the morning in Dunkirk. A win would place them on Tuesday against number 2, Newfane. Now, the Fredonia Lady Hillbillies will be automatically in the quarters. They are a 2 seed in B2, and they'll be playing host to either JFK or Wilson, and that'll be at 4:45 on Tuesday afternoon. Class C teams that are in action: Silver Creek grabs a 13 seed, a Chautauqua Lake a 5 seed, Westfield Girls are a 9 seed, Casadega a 2 seed in the Class C. Class D, Forestville, outstanding number 1 seed, also a number 3 seed for Brockton. Ripley has a number 4 seed in Class D. Take a look at games yesterday. Westfield boys winning 23-1 over Panama. Dan Tofill had 4 for 4 and 5 RBIs, a single, 2 doubles, and a triple, and scored 3 times for the Wolverines, who got the great effort from Brandon Johnston, 5 innings, 7 strikeouts on a 6 hitter. Brockton wins by a score of 7-0 over Silver Creek boys. Ryan Johnson, just brought up from the younger squad, had 7 innings, no runs, 4 hits allowed, and 5 strikeouts. He also had a good day at the plate, 2 RBIs and 2 hits at the plate for the youngster. Silver Creek wins 7-4 over Brockton girls. Christina Williams had 3 hits, and Allison Harford had a 5 strikeout game. Meantime, in lacrosse, it was Silver Creek 15-10 over Frontier. Our WDOE High School Athlete of the Day is Rob Burgess of the Westfield Academy and Central School baseball team. On Monday of this week, 12 strikeouts in a win against Chautauqua Lake. Last Tuesday, a 4-hitter and an RBI hit in a win against Forestville. One of the main reasons of their team having so much success, some great pitching, and he's one of them. That's Rob Burgess of Westfield, our WDOE High School Athlete of the Day.